If I set a bowl of M&Ms on this table with 1,000 M&Ms and said, Dr. Simon, help yourself, only one of them's poison. Are you going to eat from that bowl of M&Ms?
No, thanks.
That's right. And I'm all for helping the immigrants and the needy and so forth. We're going to be a bigger help to them, creating a safe space for them in their own country rather than bringing them to our country and then having them try to change our laws and turn our laws to Sharia law, like Dearborn, Michigan. There's a whole city that's under almost Sharia law. The police chief, the mayor, they're all Muslim, and they're taking over. And that's their goal. They're not going to be happy until there's a Muslim flag flying over the White House. And there was a high-ranking Muslim official that stated that very fact.
Well, that's exactly right. That's what Frank Gaffney is saying. That's what Christian Action Network is saying. They are forcing our public school children to become Muslim. They're forcing them. They're saying, you've got to say the Muslim prayer. Like you said, Allah is the only God and Muhammad is his prophet.
There are stories of school groups taking field trips to mosques to pray. And also stories of teachers having their children dress up in the burqas and the whole Muslim garb.
And read the Quran and
pray
the Muslim prayer. They're just forcing our children in most states. I'm not sure exactly. It's a huge number of states. And they're forcing our children with our tax money to deny Christianity. And they say, well, Islam is the best religion and Allah is the best God, and we're going to have to get rid of Christianity.
And what's Christianity done to hurt people? We don't throw homosexuals off the roofs of buildings. We don't abuse women. We don't marry 9-year-old children and force them into arranged marriage and sex slaves and all this other stuff. We don't do
mutilation. See, that's all lies that they are telling our children that, oh, yeah, the Muslims are very loving to women, and they never hurt anybody. They don't murder people, but that's the lie, because they go over there crucifying children.
It's in the own Muslims' playbook that they will use our own rules against us.
Right.
America has become so PC correct that we abandon our foundational beliefs, we abandon our Constitution, and we're willing to embrace this radical Sharia law in some instances, or that's what they're trying to do. Americans are laying back and allowing it to happen.
That's right. That's why we're on this program today, and we're warning people, and we're reading this scripture. Be sober, be vigilant, because the adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion walking about seeing whom he may devour. Now, the other thing that we want to do today is we want to talk about the answer to this problem. Of course, there are lots of answers, I guess, but this is one of them. See if I can put this over here where people can see it, and put this over here where people can see it. This is what they call the Jesus movie, and it's put out by Christ for All People, CAP, C-A-P. They started these DVDs. It's about an hour DVD, and it's about the birth of Christ, the life of Christ, the miracles of Christ, the crucifixion of Jesus, and the resurrection of Jesus. And then there's an invitation in here to receive Jesus. Since they took God out of our public schools, we've had a lot of problems. We had the whole drug epidemic caused because they took prayer and the Ten Commandments and the Bible and creation science out of our schools. And that's why we have all of these problems.
The teen pregnancy rate, high school shootings.
Yes.
I could go on and on about the consequences of
getting rid of God. Okay, so this is the answer. This movie is about an hour long. Like I say, it's got everything about Jesus. It has an invitation, and it's in about a dozen different languages. So when you put it in your computer, it'll play on just about every computer. And if you put it into a DVD player, you can specify which language. And when he's speaking in, say, Spanish, it's not he's mouthing English words and you hear Spanish words. He's actually mouthing Spanish words. So for all intents and purposes, they have Jesus speaking in Spanish or French or Arabic or Somali language. And the Somalis love this video, and they're very anxious to get this. And we've given out lots of them to Somalis. The thing is, down in Fort Lauderdale, I believe it is, they got all the churches working together, and they gave this out to every single person in Fort Lauderdale. They're working on Texas. We want Jefferson County. We want every single person in Jefferson County. We want to give these to everyone in your church, and they're free. You can call that phone number, and they'll send you more, and they're free. We ordered 1,000 of these, and we asked them, what do we owe you for that? They said, oh, just send anything you want.
Wow.
So we got 1,000. Evangel and Brother Rogers are working on the first 500, and we've got 500, and we want to give you a bunch of them. We'll give you a whole lot for your church. And if you want hundreds and hundreds, you call this number here, 1-800-675-6980. And they'll send you more. And we'll try to give you as many as we can. We all need to work together on this. We need each other. We need you. We need everyone that's listening to the sound of my voice today. And the number to call to get us send them out to you right away is 895-5025. 895-5025. And if you call that number right now, there'll be somebody to answer the phone and send these out to you. This is the phase one, but we are going to keep doing this till everyone in Jefferson County has heard about Jesus. And we need your help. America needs our help. These programs here, thank you, about the Muslims taking over America, the Muslims taking over our public schools, all of these things, the drug problem, the crime problem. We have over 100 people murdered in Jefferson County every year. Well, it didn't used to be that way. All of these problems, the drugs, the sexually transmitted diseases, all the things we've been talking about today can be corrected with this one video, but we have to all get going and do our part. Is that right? And it's very easy to give. You say, hey, can I give you a free movie on a video? Well, I don't know. What's it about? It's the greatest story ever told, and we'd like to give it to you, and it's free. Oh, yeah? And it's in all these different languages. Oh, it is? Well, I'll take one, and they'll take them. Boom, by candy. They love it. And everybody will take it. And you can get a couple and give one to your pastor. And then we'll get 500 for your church. And everyone in your church will get one. And then everyone in your church will give them out in their neighborhood. We can do this.
Do you know that we have a whole apartment community complex that's about 90%? Somali refugees.
Really? Where is that?
Over off of Southside Drive.
Really? Mm-hmm. Well, see, we need to go over there and give these mm-hmm. out.
And they're very receptive. We could set up a campaign and go and give those out.
Will you take me over there someday?
I will. We'll get a crew of volunteers. And
now,
we
got 500 of these in the office right now.
Okay.
You and me.
There's other apartment communities that are full of people from India.
This is what we need, because this is in India, Hindu. This is in Hindu, Vietnamese, French, Spanish. The possibilities are almost unlimited, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. That's a great tool.
This is just what I needed to know. Yeah. So you and I could go over there and give out several hundred in an afternoon.
We'll get some volunteers, some young people, and
we can do this. But we need your help, and we need your help, and we need your help. We need everybody's help. This is what God meant when he said, contend for the faith, in Jude, the third verse. But we all need to contend for the faith. We all need to work together. This is a tremendous thing. And all these problems we talked about before, about the Muslims and everything, the Muslims would love to hear from Jesus, receive Jesus.
They need to hear from Jesus.
They're just waiting. A lot of Muslims are turning to Christianity. Mm-hmm. And that's the answer to these
which
problems.
Also endangers their life, because one of the rules is blasphemy, homosexuality, apostate, they call it, right?
That, yeah.
If you leave the religion, you're subject to...
Okay, but see, these guys have come into our...
America.
Our territory, our backyard. And now we're playing by God's rules, not Muhammad's rules or Allah's rules. But we're here and we're going to give these out to everyone because that's what they are looking for. And that's what they need. And God has provided it free. We can do this. Amen. Let's get together and take our country back for God.
The key is getting Christians active. We got to activate the Christians. If you and I sit here and do nothing about it, we don't go and give out none of those. If we keep a stack of them on our floor, we're not accomplishing anything and we're not changing anything. But if we go out to the streets and hand them out and make a difference, we need all the Christians to mobilize and take a stand and start doing something.
And it's easy to do. Now, I'm going out this afternoon to give these out. I'm waiting for you to give the okay, and we'll go down to this Somali neighborhood. Because I know when I've given this out to Somalis, I'm not sure it says Somali on here. But when the other ones we had, it had Somali on here. And he said, oh, Somali, that's us. That's us. Yeah. Give me that. Anyway. This is a tremendous move of God that's happening right now in our lifetime, and you and I can be part of this tremendous move of God that's happening. And there are a lot of miracles going on. The fact that Matt Bevin was elected, that was a miracle. The fact that the Kentucky government flipped in the House and in the Senate, it's been flipped for a long time. The fact that Trump got elected, and all of these things are miracles. This is a miracle. God is moving in a tremendous way in our lifetime. It's like joy unspeakable.
Right. Maybe we can get people that maybe would not normally be active in doing something like this to say, you know, I'm going to call that number and send me 10 of those DVDs, and I'm going to hand out 10 of those. Yeah. Everybody can hand out 10.
Yes.
You can do that at the grocery. You can do that at the gas pump. That's a start.
Can I give you something? Can I give you a movie on a DVD that's free? Well, I don't know. What is it about? Well, this is the greatest story ever told. Well, really? Yeah, I'll take that and play it. It's very easy to give these out. So we're going to give some out this afternoon down in Louisville. And as soon as you can arrangement, I'm going to go with you. I wish I had one with Somali on there. We'll ask for them. We can get them with Somali. We've got several with your name on it. We're about out of time. We want to thank Vince Palazzo for being on the air with us. We want to thank you for showing up. We want to thank God for these DVDs that have appeared out of nowhere. And we bless you and ask you to tune in again next week for the rest of the news.
Hi, I'm Dr. Frank Simon. I'm an allergist and family doctor, board certified in both allergy and internal medicine. I specialize in allergy, headaches, sinus, hives, cough, asthma, hypertension, and diabetes. We're located at 1404 Browns Lane. Our phone number is 895-5088.
Hello, and welcome to the rest of the news. This is Frank Simon, and our special guest today is Ed Holloway, who is a retired state representative. We want to talk a little bit about the huge new breaking news in the last 2 days that has been happening. Really, I guess a lot of it's about the Obama administration, how he appointed Comey to the director of the FBI, and then Comey just seemed to have gone wild as far as letting Hillary off the hook. Letting out all of this, well, it leaks, I guess you would call it.
Yeah, the misinformation, I call it. And looking at this thing, and it goes back to Brennan, who was an Obama appointee to the CIA, who himself had been a supporter of communism early on. And he was the one that leaked this so-called information about the Russian report Christopher Steele had come up with. And all of this other things, all related to it. All of these individuals in the Department of Justice, Freedom of Information Act people, the FBI, all have been colluding together to keep this thing. We're doing a little research and coming back into some of this stuff then, like the reason to get rid of ICE and all the other things.
Yeah.
It all goes back to fascism and communism, and they all recruited from the same sort of people that they're malcontents who hated their society and sought to create another one from the group from the ground up. Fascists, like communists, sought to create a new man, a new society, freed from the shackles of traditional religion and morality. And then I looked at the 2012 Democratic National Convention. Obama unveiled the slogan, "The government is the one thing we all belong to."
Oh, brother.
And it couldn't be more different from what the American founders' view was, that we don't belong to the government. The government belongs to us. This is where the whole thing is broken down. Problem of created to destroy Trump, his presidency, even before the election.
Yeah, yeah.
It all started. And then after it, even to get him removed, because he was the one that was blocking their efforts for this one world order. And one thing, the Sean Hannity has a program on Fox News at 9 o'clock in most evenings. He is one that has been the forerunner of exposing all of these different things that have been coming down from Christopher Steele and the rest of them. All of the things that have been formulated to come out to discredit
Trump
administration and candidacy. And it's going on for quite some time, and it's still going on at every level from all of those agencies. And it all starts at the top. The rank and file, I know members of FBI and others that are just livid. That's what's been happening to their credibility and their reputation. And the same thing in the Department of Justice, some of the other lawyers that are there that express themselves, and that's nothing they could turn around because the media is a part of all of this. They're using all this information. Brennan, for example, is the one that started this thing about the Russian investigation and the Christopher Steele report. And you look at the thing, and the author, Christopher Steele, was trained in deception, and rather than he claimed to didn't have the criminal collection, he hadn't been in Russia since the early 1990s. And all of those things were all fabricated and created. And when Brennan read it, he must have known that it was no more reliable than a supermarket tabloid. But that's when he started leaking to the media, to members of Congress, and spreading all these false rumors that is taking forever now to start uncovering all of this, developed over with the rest of the Obama appointees that were there to destroy anything other than Hillary's campaign. And the problems with all those reports and things were paid for by the Democratic Party and the Clinton campaign. So you go on and on and on. And unfortunately, it's going to take months and even years to uncover every one of these false claims.
Well, that's right. And the thing is, like you said, the Democrats paid for all of this false information. Hillary and the Democratic National Committee, and then even the FBI apparently was paying Steele to make up this false information. Obama put Comey into office, and Comey was a politician. He didn't care about right and wrong or truth or error. He just wanted the Democrats to get ahead. And so he exonerated Hillary even before she was interviewed. It's amazing how much this new stuff is coming out in the last 2 days. You have the Bruce Orr story. He's the fourth highest member at the Department of Justice, and he was helping Steele write the dossier.
Well, this is another part of it. There was a U.S. attorney that was very blunt in his assessment of, he said, "I don't think that there's any doubt that Comey committed multiple crimes, and if the Justice Department wants to pursue them vigorously and fairly, like they would with any other citizens, he should be indicted for his false testimony on Capitol Hill and for his obstruction of the investigation." All of these people that are, look at this thing from perspective of a true American, they're just livid at how this is going down.
Like you say, it's not the rank and file of the FBI. It's these political appointments of politicians to run the show by Obama.
Exactly. It's a tragic situation because it violates every principle this country was founded on.
Right. And then you have Lois Lerner. She's attacking all the Tea Party and any conservative. Say, oh, you need to fly over again, or you need to have your taxes examined. Or...
And the criminal activity of the department that she was involved with and all of that. And what happens? She retires with full benefits.
Crazy.
And it was never pursued.
The FISA court. The FBI top officials also lied to those judges on the FBI and said the FBI lied to the judges on the FISA court 4 times in order to get a warrant to spy on the Trump campaigns.
Exactly. It's like every page you turn in looking at this activity involves these top people at the Justice Department and at the FBI and others.
Well, it's all coming out now. The national disgrace that the Obama administration was able to get Comey in as the head of the FBI. Comey was up to his eyeballs in politics, letting Hillary free, not even really investigating her.
Each one of these people, prior to the election, felt that there was no doubt in their minds that Hillary was going to be elected.
Yeah.
And they wanted to do everything to support her because that had a direct bearing on their future, their promotions, and other things related to that. So they had to stop this upstart, this Donald Trump, and block him from every change. And then when the election is, it was, oh my God, what are we going to do now? We're going to have to destroy him and remove him from office, discredit him completely.
Yeah.
And all of those factors came into play. And like you say, it started to unravel. And ultimately, somewhere along the line, somebody's going to be prosecuted. Somebody's going to be found guilty.
Yeah.
And the whole thing's going to collapse. But it may take months, even years, have it all completely open to the public.
Yeah, it's just a tremendous abuse of power, politically motivated to undermine basically the Constitution.
Right. And like I said earlier, the whole thing about all of these organizations trying to destroy Christianity, because that's a threat, and all of the other things that goes back to the 1920s and all that when the Communist Party was moving in to try to take over America. And we've got this situation where the Communists, and we don't talk about communism anymore.
You know,
that's a dirty word. So we're going to call it liberal, and then we say that that's not too good anymore. We're going to call it progressive. And all of these things are still the roots, and the same people are still involved. And the Communist Party has got all these different organizations that they use in lieu of their names. The old thing about no borders and all that goes back
to
the early stages of the Communist Party. They wanted to make sure that American Workers' Party could keep all of these illegal immigrants and all that stuff so that they could build their party and make it a communist nation.
And, of course, George Soros is involved in all that.
He's very much involved and has been from the very beginning, and he's the main backer and financer of all these little groups that are popping up around No Borders or all of these other groups that the Wall Street, the
Occupy Wall Street,
all the rest of it, and Black Lives Matters.
And here they're going after Manafort, who, for tax evasion, for something he did in 2005, 11 years before Trump ever ran for president.
And they're trying to create something, and it all alludes to the fact that he was involved, and there are things breaking on that now. The judge has just been livid at some of the activity of the so-called prosecutors and some of the questions and things they've been doing to try to influence the jury.
He apparently asked the investigation of Trump by Mueller. He said, do you have any authority to have Manafort investigated? Because it was something that happened long before Trump ever got in office.
And the whole formation of that group was based on a false premise.
On that political material that Hillary had made.
Right. But Christopher Steele and that whole thing now has been, and like the U.S. attorney said, it's no more credibility than
a wet hand.
It just goes on and on.
Well, I tell you, it's all coming out. In the last 2 days, the FBI released 71 pages of documents, said that they'd given 11 payments to Steele from the FBI.
Well, that was among other things, and there were some tax deal things involved with the company that he was working for at the time. He was no longer a part of the British intelligence when all this stuff started, and there's some other things behind the scenes that need to be totally removed from the hidden part and brought out to the public. It goes on and on and on, and that's the problem, because it's nothing simple. It's not one person involved.
Yeah.
It is dozens of people at the top level of every federal agency, including the CIA and the FBI, other intelligence communities.
Yeah, Bruce Orr knew he was involved, but apparently he was an important part of making this dossier, and he's the fourth highest ranking member of the Department of Justice.
Yeah.
It's amazing that all of the corruption that's coming out all of a sudden. I hope we can clean this all up. We'll see what happens between now and the election. I want to mention this. This is the Jesus movie, and we'll send you a copy of this. We just got 1,000 copies. We're giving them out to everybody. Every church ought to have 100 of them and give them out to everyone in their congregation, and each one that gets some in the congregation should give out at least 10 of them. And we'd like to get everyone in Jefferson County to get a copy of this. This is the greatest story ever told, and it's being put out by CAP, CAP, which is Christ for All People. This is a tremendous thing for everybody to see. Everyone ought to get a copy of this. So if you'd like a copy, just call us right now at 895-5025, 895-5025. Somebody will be there right now to answer your call, and we'll send this. It's free, and we'll send you several of them. And there's a number on the back, an 800 number, that says you can get more. Somebody, you remember last week, they told us there were a whole lot of Somalis here in Louisville. So we got 100 in Somali language. So it's just a tremendous, when people get this in their own mother language, they appreciate it a lot more. So this one here is in 8 different languages. They make it, I think, in over 100 different languages. So you can get this, give it out to everyone in your church and everyone in your neighborhood. And the number to call right now is 895-5025. I think this is one of the best ways to overcome all of this corruption, is to tell them that there's a right and a wrong in this life.
You're trying to make people apologize, even if they admit that they're a Christian. This is another thing that's most irritating to me, is that a lot of people have been intimidated by all of this pressure.
Yeah.
This thing with ICE and the borders and all of these things that are going on now, and to promote that thing, new group called Rise and Resist is another level created. Each one of these groups, but it's the same people involved. And those that have studied these various protests in these sanctuary cities, they find the same people are involved in New York, Seattle, and all over.
They just travel around.